Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Do you remember in elementary school, if you were lucky enough, you went to an elementary school that hatched baby chicks?
Yes.
Or hatched something?
Or ducks?
Yeah. That's happening right now at my son's elementary school.
It's the best.
They're hatching baby chicks. And you know what's great about it is, besides the fact that it's bringing my son, Theo, joy, he's so into it, and he's actually learning something. Every day he comes home, and he's just like, today, the beak is forming. Like, he remembers, like, you know, or like, we can hear them in there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Try to light up to it. You can see it.
Yeah, yeah. So, the chicks are finally starting to hatch.
I'm so excited.
Okay. I mean, what? Like, it's big news, okay? Theo has already decided the two of the chicks are going to be named Theo Jr. and the other one's name is going to be Theo Jr. Jr.
Perfect.
So we've already got three generations of Theos, you know, within the classroom. It's a legacy at this point.
Right.
And
nepotism.
It put chicks on my mind when he was talking about them. And I remembered something that I learned a long time ago. And now, once again, all over, I can't stop thinking about what happens to these adorable, fluffy, yellow baby chicks in situations, not so much in schools, although sometimes it does, but definitely in zoos and museums when they hatch baby chicks. Do you know what it is?
Well, what do you mean?
Like, did I ever tell you?
What would you say what happened? Like
they have,
when they're done,
they do like an incubation exhibit,
right?
You know, and they always have the eggs, and when the eggs hatch, everybody loves them,
baby
fluffy eggs or the chicks.
Give them to people or like to a farm.
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. No.
Yes, they do. They say, "Does anybody want?"
Oh, maybe it's schools. Maybe it's schools. Sometimes they do, but not everybody takes one. Many people don't, and in situations where they don't. And this definitely happens in museums and zoos. It's so sad.
What? Gavin, what?
They feed them to other animals. They do. They feed the baby chicks to snakes and alligators.
They don't wait till they're chickens? They do it as chicks?
No, they do them as chicks. They do it as chicks. It's so, so sad. It's so awful. Look at your face. It's so bad.
This is like one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
I know. It's true. Kevin, look it up.
It is true. I'm looking at pictures.
No,
don't look at the pictures, though, Katie. They're super cute chicks, but the story is 100% true.
That's like really sad.
Oh, look, he's about to get fed.
Oh my God, Kevin!
I mean,
and that's. Listen, I'm laughing because it's so sad.
Whose job is it to take these beautiful babies?
Yeah, oh, that's a good question. Who got that job? Yeah, maybe they made it easier for themselves, and then they put
euthanize them first?
I don't know. Probably not, because these other animals don't want to eat a dead baby chick. They probably want to eat a live one.
Oh, there's a picture of a snake eating.
No, Kevin, no! There's got to be a better way.
No, what's the better way?
First, let's just not have the chicks.
Everybody loves seeing them, though.
I understand that, but you know what? We don't need... You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
Well, whatever. What kid doesn't love seeing a whole collection
of
fluffy...
So you're telling me that when we went to, like, a zoo in Mexico...
Yeah.
And there was a whole bunch of quail eggs that were incubating.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them you could see moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That when those... teeny tiny little quails hatched.
Yeah.
They just threw them to an alligator?
Or a snake. Yeah.
Which are two animals that we do not need in this world.
Well, people like looking at them.
I don't. Not anymore.
Yeah. If anybody else's elementary school right now is saying, well, listen, we just hatched baby chicks. Does anybody want a chick? You should probably answer yes or otherwise.
No, the schools don't tell people that. Oh, don't tell people that the schools are feeding them to monster animals.
Well, I won't then. But think about where the...
At our school, they put something on Facebook. Anybody want a chicken?
And what if they didn't get them all?
Then they go to a farm.
Then they go to a farm. You're probably right about that.
That's what I've been told.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Oh, my God. Kevin, where's my pen?
Oh, we're not doing
where's
this again.
Where's my pen?
We're not doing this again.
I can't play Are You Smarter Than Kevin without my pen.
You just had it.
I found it. I found it. For anybody who doesn't know, I have a very specific pen that I use. It's a superstition thing. Don't at me.
And he freaks out if he can't find it.
Swear to God. I think some people hide it on purpose. And I'm looking at you, Patty. I'll bet it was you. Good morning.
Patty, why'd you do it?
Patty, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there she is. All right, so we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Kevin this morning, brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants, and the jackpot's up to $60. Kevin has been on a roll.
Sure has.
All right, don't let that intimidate you.
Better
don't let it get
out.
In your head, okay?
Oh, my God, I'm so nervous.
No, don't be nervous. All right, here we go. Question one. Kevin just left the studio. Question one, things are getting worse for Diddy, and he's not the only one. There are two federal investigations going on at the same time. One is for sex trafficking, and the other is for drugs and weapons. Yeah. And actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is also now a defendant in all of this as well. Wow. True or false, Cuba Gooding Jr. has an Oscar?
True.
Question two. Cardi B took to social media to say that she was stopped by LAPD on suspicion of drug trafficking and even forced to completely strip for a search. Well, turns out she made all of that up. LAPD said that they have absolutely no record of this stop, and there absolutely would have been a record of it. What is the name given to a naked search of a person's body?
A strip search.
Say it again.
A strip search. A strip warrant.
Okay. Okay. Question three. Remember when I told you that there was a revolt at NBC from their star journalists over the hiring of Ronna McDaniel, who's the former head of the Republican National Committee and helped Donald Trump try to steal the 2020 election? Well, she has been fired already due to that pressure. Who is not an NBC News person? Rachel Maddow, Sean Hannity, or Lester Holt?
Sean Hannity.
Question four. Robert Pattinson was seen with his new baby and fiance, Suki Waterhouse. We don't know the official gender of the baby, but the stroller was pink. So how many other kids does Robert Pattinson have?
Three.
And finally, actress Sydney Sweeney was doing an interview recently and said that she doesn't drink coffee at all and she only sleeps 2 hours a day. She said she's always been like that since she was a teenager and she doesn't need more sleep than that. If she sleeps 2 hours a day, how much sleep has she gotten in 2 weeks?
Okay.
What? 28
hours.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back in the room. And Patty, where are you off to this morning?
To school. We're taking Lucas to school. He's a kindergartner.
Lucas is a kindergartner? Is Lucas in the car?
What?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Lucas. Wow. What school do you go to? Do you know?
Who's Lucas?
St. Mary's.
Hey, Lucas!
Wow. Well, Katie's not here to tell you what your school's mascot is, so I guess we'll just never know. But I hope you have a great day at school. I'm going to put you two on hold. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Things are getting so much worse for Sean Diddy, Daddy Diddy Combs. And he is not the only celebrity now. There are two federal investigations going on at the same time. We now know this. One is sex trafficking, and the other is guns and drugs, okay? And actor Cuba Gooding Jr. is now mixed up in all this and is officially a defendant in these investigations. What is happening? True or false, Cuba Gooding Jr. has an Oscar.
True.
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr. does have an Oscar. You know what movie? Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah.
Question two. Cardi B took to social media yesterday. You were telling me all about this.
Yes.
You were fired up for
yes.
her.
Yes, I was like, don't mess with Cardi B.
Because the LAPD stopped her on suspicion of drug trafficking, even forced her to completely strip search. And turns out she made that whole thing up. And she's probably lying. The LAPD says there is zero record of that stop happening. And something that high profile absolutely would have had a record.
So Cardi B was lying?
Cardi B was lying.
I don't think.
What is, you're right. She would never lie. What is the name given to a naked search of a person's body?
A naked search? Isn't that the strip search?
I'll accept that. That's what Patty said too. I was looking for cavity search.
Isn't that inside the body, though? Cavity?
You're still naked.
True. Yeah. Okay.
Question three. Remember last week when I told you that there was a revolt at NBC from their star journalists?
Yeah.
Over the hiring of that woman who helped Trump try to steal the election? Well, she has already been fired because of the pressure from NBC's star journalists. And NBC, you made the right call. Who is not an NBC news person? Rachel Maddow, Sean Hannity, or Lester Holt?
Rachel Maddow.
Lester Holt. Sean Hannity.
Who?
Sean Hannity. He's on Fox News, not NBC or MSNBC. Lester Holt, by the way, cut his teeth in Sacramento. That's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. Question four, Robert Pattinson was seen with his new baby and fiance Suki Waterhouse. We don't know the gender of the baby. The stroller was pink.
Oh, and it was expensive, too.
Take that for what it's worth. How many other kids does Robert Pattinson have?
Zero. This is his first one.
That is correct.
You tricky questioner.
Robert Pattinson's now a daddy. Question five, actress Sydney Sweeney. Where did she come from all of a sudden?
From that one movie about that love story, Anything But Me or something.
But nobody saw that movie.
I saw it. It was cute.
All right. I mean, it just seemed like she is just all of a sudden being shoved in our faces.
I mean, she's adorable.
I mean, she's hot AF. Yes. I'm fine with it. And she has a horror movie that's coming out soon, too.
I don't want to watch horror. But anyway. She's more cute romantically.
I see. Sydney Sweeney, though, said that she does not drink coffee at all. Yeah. And she only sleeps about 2 hours a day. And she said she's been like this since she's a teenager. She just doesn't need more sleep than that. I get it. I only sleep about 5 hours a day. I'm fine with that, usually.
But it's only two.
Yeah, two is extreme. But if she sleeps 2 hours a day, how much sleep has she gotten in 2 weeks?
Oh. 14 times two. 28 hours.
Wow, that was fast.
You gave me some addition.
Holy cow. Well, Patty and Lucas, it's Lucas, right?
Yeah.
All right, final score. Here we go. Patty, you got 4. Kevin got 4. It's a tie, but the win goes to Kevin. Wow, but listen, hang your heads high. That was a very impressive showing, all right?
All right.
We're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow. Thank you so much for calling. Did you still have fun?
Yes.
Good.
We were so excited.
And what is it that you want to tell us, Patty?
Today, we're just as smart as Kevin.
Just as smart as Kevin. Wow, that was exciting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
And just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
That's right. He goes all over the interwebs to find facts for you to share throughout your day to make you seem more interesting. It's Did You Know with Kevin. What do you got for us today?
Did you know bees hold each other's legs while they sleep?
No.
Like tummy to tummy?
Yeah. So cute.
Why?
Because they don't want to fly away from each other, just like how otters like to hold together.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, I love otters.
Now, okay, here's the difference. An otter is adorable. A bee is disgusting.
Some of the bees are adorable.
Google this. Just Google bees sleeping.
I mean, that fact alone, that bees sleep,
I know,
is adorable.
It is the sweetest thing. They get into flowers and then go tummy to tummy and sleep.
Oh my God. Look how they tuck themselves in like a cat.
That's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
They make themselves like a fuzzy little ball.
And they're all fuzzy from the pollen. Oh,
okay, let me ask a question, Kevin. Why don't they sleep in the hive?
Because the hive is their workplace. You don't want to mix your work with your sleep.
No, I guess everywhere's their work. So this is, but the flowers where they fly out and get the pollen.
Already, the flower looks already pollinated. They have pollen all over their bodies.
That's
true. Had fun on that flower bed.
Do you think that this is more that they are passed out?
No.
Like when a baby's milk drunk?
Yeah, like they have worked hard. Like when you see somebody kind of sitting on the bathroom floor at a club, like they just went hard.
They partied too hard.
Yeah.
I don't want to think that that's the case. I want to believe that it's like Ha! They stretch their little front arms, maybe shake their wings out a little bit, and then they go tummy to tummy, and then like twin babies sleep with each other.
They look. It looks like every Instagram photo of twin babies, like newborns, how they put them together while they're sleeping.
Yeah, and they just go back to whatever they were in the womb.
Yeah, make them look like cabbage or a castle or whatever they do. Yeah, like that's what it looks like.
Wow.
Wow, that is an adorable fact. You lived up to the hype. It's Did You Know with Kevin. What else do you have?
Did you know Tom Cruise split with all three of his wives when they were 33 years old?
Tom Cruise had three wives?
Yeah, Nicole Kidman, Penelope Cruz, and Katie Holmes.
I forgot about Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
Now, is there... Okay, you're a Scientologist, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Is there something significant with the number 33?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. There is, like, repeat numbers, meanings. So 33... Let me Google it.
Oh, you have to Google it now.
I thought you were, like, a level 37.
I am. Okay. But all these numbers, it takes time. It says it symbolizes creativity, spirituality, and a high point in your life.
It sounds like that's what you want to, like, you know, finally.
Yeah, we got to go out on a high.
Yeah. Oh, it's all downhill from there.
Right. And is he in a relationship now? Is he, like, asexual now?
I don't think he's asexual, but I don't know if he's in a relationship now. That's a good question. You know what his relationship is? Adrenaline. That's...
Yeah.
That's his mistress right now. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Give us one more fact.
Did you know if all the cars at a red light accelerated at the same exact time and speed when the light turned green, there would be far less traffic?
What? Explain that. You're a physics major.
And a Scientologist.
If you guys all accelerate at the same pace, that means there will be no stalls. You know how there's a red light and then the first person goes first because they see it and then one person's probably on their phone and it takes about like 2 minutes for them to go?
2 minutes?
Okay, maybe a few seconds, but it feels like 2 minutes.
Okay. God, you wait 5 seconds and I honk at you.
You're that person?
I'm 100% that person.
I hate that.
We're all here to do a job and you're not doing it.
Well, it just turned green and you're honking at me.
You couldn't look at your phone for not 30 seconds?
I mean, it was an important text message.
It's not. It never is.
Never.
Anyway.
You've never gotten an important text message in your life unless it was from your mother saying, where's my credit card?
Right. I don't know. I have always had a theory. For instance, when there's a backlog because we have to merge into one lane. Listen. If they can figure this out on the Haunted Mansion, why the line, no matter how long it is, always moves at a clip. Why can't we figure it out? Is it because we don't have a cast member there saying, here's your doom buggy? Like, maybe we need somebody
to do that. But the doom buggies are all going at this. No, they do stop sometimes.
They stop sometimes to let handicapped people on and off. So, like, eventually, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I don't understand that, but listen. You're the expert. Mm-hmm. It's your segment. Bees are amazingly cute when they sleep, and we're all learning today.
Oh, my God. I bet Tom Cruise sleeps like a bee.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Ah, yes. That means it's time to play Hang 10 on The Wake Up Call. And up for grabs are tickets to see Meghan Trainor when she comes to the Shoreline Amphitheater on October 18th. We've got a pair of tickets that you could have for free if you're caller 17, which, Rachel, you are.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel. have you ever played Hang 10 before?
I have not, but I've heard it a couple times.
You've heard it a couple times. How do you do when you hear it in your car?
I do okay, but I'm not under pressure.
That's true. Now you're under pressure. Do you want a practice round?
I don't think so. I'm okay.
All right. Okay. Well, the way it works is Kevin has three categories for you. When he says the category, you have 10 seconds to come up with five things in each category. Each thing is worth a point. You need 11 points to win. No practice round. I appreciate that. Here we go. Kevin, what's the first category?
In 10 seconds, name as many languages as you can.
Go.
Spanish, English, Portuguese, Italian, Mandarin, French.
All right, that's good. That's five. You got five right there.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that was very impressive. Wow. Good one. That was a good category, Kevin.
You're a linguist.
It was easy yet thought-provoking. All right, let's move on. You need 6 points now to win, and I believe in you.
Okay.
And get a harder one.
Okay. I think this one's really hard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Kevin came up with all these by himself, by the way.
In 10 seconds, name things that have two wheels.
Ooh.
Scooter, bike, two wheels.
Yeah, you're right. That's a tough one.
You can't think a lot. The first thing is bicycles. There's also like the water thing, the water bikes.
Water what?
Yeah, the water bikes.
I don't even know what that is.
They have little rotors and then you paddle on the water. You never seen that?
What do you think a water bike is?
Everybody...
Oh, like those things that you do with another person where you're pedaling? Where's the wheel on that?
Water bike.
There's no wheel.
There's a big wheel.
That's a paddle. I wouldn't accept a paddle as a wheel.
Well, good thing she didn't say it.
Good thing she didn't, I guess. All right. Wow, that was a tough one.
You said tough one?
Yeah, no. No argument here. Now you need five to win. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Is that right?
You know, four.
No, you need four to win. My math is off. All right, here we go. Kevin, give us the last category for Hang 10 for Meghan Trainor tickets.
Okay, I chose this because 'tis the season.
What?
In 10 seconds.
Okay.
Name words associated with spring.
Sunflower, sun, tanning, Easter, rain.
There you go. Congratulations. You did it.
Do you tan in the spring?
I'll give it to her. She went way over 11 points anyway. Rachel, you got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Meghan Trainor on October 18th. Plenty of time to prepare for that. And, yeah, and who are you going to bring with you?
I'm probably going to bring my sister.
Oh, that's adorable. Is she a big Meghan Trainor fan?
She is. We both are. So I think it'll be fun.
Very cool. All right. Well, stay on hold and have fun at the show. Tag us in all the pictures you post, okay?
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for listening.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie embarrassed herself yesterday, and it was in front of children, in front of her daycare. What happened?
Okay. I have to start the story by telling you a very good friend of mine, who I've known for many, many years, her daughter goes to the same daycare that my daughter goes to. So occasionally, if I'm the one doing pickup, we will see each other. So I am walking towards the daycare to do pickup, and I see her leaning into her car to strap her daughter into the car seat. And I can kind of only see her butt, and I almost said something about having a big butt, but she just had a baby, so I thought, I don't want to... I mean, she
And nobody looks good in that position.
So instead, what I did was I screamed, "Hey, you whore!" Now, again, we have the kind of friendship where that makes us laugh.
Yes.
Okay. And kind of like, you know, when they, in Mean Girls, when they say boo, whore.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Those teenagers.
Right. So I scream. Now she's leaning over in the car. So I say it really loud so that she could hear me.
Gotta get through the.
Hey, you whore.
Yeah, yeah.
And she stands up out of the car and it is not her.
Oh no. God. Who is it?
It is another mom from the daycare that I don't know.
Oh, my God.
She must be relatively new. I don't even know whose kid she belongs to, or which kid she belongs to.
Did she snap up and go, like, excuse me?
No, she just stood up and looked at me.
Okay.
And then we both just sort of tried to pretend it didn't happen. I, like, got on my phone and...
Wait, that's what you did?
What was I supposed to do?
Oh, my God.
So, hold on. Let me paint the scenario back for everybody. You scream, hey, you whore, to a stranger. She hears you, and then it's never addressed?
I mean, honestly, I was reeling. Maybe I said, I thought you were somebody else. She was far enough away from me that we weren't super close to each other by the time I realized that this was not my friend. So she kind of just closed the back. You know, the back door where her kid's car seat is, walked around to her car and got in. So I wasn't like...
This was handled all wrong.
What is the right way to handle it?
There's many options, and what you did was not any of them.
Okay. Tell me what my options are, because maybe this will happen again.
All right. First of all, first thing you could have done was you could have quickly leaned into the I have a condition.
Okay.
And then she stands up. She's looking at you because you just called a stranger a whore. And then right. You just go, whore, 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 whore.
Okay.
Get bug eyes at her and then be like, ah, whore. You could do that. Okay. Or get your phone out. Hey, whore.
Oh,
hey,
that's
whore.
A good
sorry,
idea.
Sorry, not you. I'm talking to my whore. Hey, whore, that you do that. Just those two alone are better. I mean, Kevin, what would you do in a situation like
just
that?
Just follow through. Say, yeah, I called you a whore. This is how we do it at the daycare.
You could have gone like, not you, talking to your daughter.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So, not going to do that. I guess I could have said, like, leaned into it and been like, yes, hey, I'm right. Katie.
Oh, I didn't say whore. I said Ford. Hey, Ford, I like your car.
Okay.
What is this? A Toyota? Oh,
okay. I don't want to cosplay somebody who has a neurological condition. That seems mean to people that are truly suffering.
I didn't say what kind of condition.
It doesn't matter. It's the kind where you scream the word whore. That's bad enough.
Right. Okay. All right.
So what if I had said, okay, because like sometimes if I'm like frustrated with myself,
yes,
I'll go like, oh, you idiot. Mm-hmm. Okay. To mm-hmm. myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what if I pretended like I was just talking to myself?
Not bad either.
Although it's weird to greet yourself.
Yeah, it's the hey.
It's the
that
hey.
Kind of throws that one off as
right.
well. Listen, the point is, there are lots of options that you could have gone with.
It doesn't feel like lots.
And the option of, let's just pretend this never happened, is not
right
one of them. Okay. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know what they say about daycares?
What?
They never forget.
I am sure I'm getting a complaint.
They'll forgive. But they'll never forget. Right. So now you're going to get labeled. I hope they hang a picture of you.
No!
In that daycare. Says, if this woman calls you a whore.
Just keep it pushing.
Right.
She thought you're somebody else.
Make sure you let management know as we have a running file.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Yes. Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. You call 909-1065 and Katie and I, as good stewards of the community, the Sacramento community, we will tell you if you upgraded or downgraded your name.
It's our charitable donation to you.
We're going to start with Rosie. Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What was your maiden name?
Rostovsky.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Rostovsky. Yeah.
That sounds like the knockoff version of Swarovski crystals. Is this a Swarovski?
It's Rostovsky, but you can't tell the difference.
Okay.
It's German.
Yeah. No.
We know.
What? Okay. And what is your married name?
Reyes.
Reyes. Rosie Reyes is such an upgrade.
That's fun.
Rosie Reyes is an awesome name.
Yeah, I mean, you are a good time. Always ready for a margarita. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like that's the real name of somebody in the Spider-Man Spider-Verse.
Yes, it does.
You know, one of the good guys, obviously.
Obviously.
Huge upgrade, Rosie.
Congratulations.
Yeah, big time congratulations. Next up, we've got Ashley. How about Ashley?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
What was your maiden name, Ashley?
It's Tolgren.
Ugh.
Tolgren.
I know.
Isn't that who wrote all the Lord of the Rings books?
I was just going to say, that's Gollum's best friend.
All right, Ashley Tolgren.
Tolgren. Okay. Oh, you look gremlin. And then what is your maiden, or what's your married name?
Abershammy.
Abershammy. Okay, now let me tell you something.
Okay, see, I know exactly where Gavin's going with this.
My wife's family have invented the word chamois. Okay, you might have heard that word used for other things, but what they mean is that is just a word that exists for something so cute or so adorable that there's no other way to describe it other than, and they just say chamois.
They actually refer to us as the chamois.
Oh my God! That's amazing!
Oh my God!
You're the chamois?
And that is so cute!
Right? And then you throw Ashley on top of that. Ashley Abershammy?
We love the shams. Yeah. You're a sham.
Thank you.
Chamois, Katie. The chamois.
Yep.
All right, now let's talk to Claudia. Good morning, Claudia. Where are you from?
Good morning. I'm out here in Plumas Lake.
Plumas Lake.
All right, here we go. What's your maiden name, Claudia?
Aleman. Aleman, which means German in Spanish.
Shut up.
Another one.
What a fun
Aleman?
Means German.
Aleman
means
right.
German in Spanish.
Why? Okay.
Oh, okay, you guys. Okay, what is your married name?
Madrigal.
Oh, Madrigal.
I mean, Encanto made that name great.
I mean, upgrade.
It's an upgrade just because there's no more confusion with Madrigal. After Encanto came out, now people can't pronounce it right. But
I want to try still.
Yeah, Madrigal. But then you feel like, no offense, but it feels like if you pronounce Madrigal accurately, you feel like one of those a-holes
that are like, I'll have some sangria.
Yeah, out of nowhere, be like, do you have flour or corn tortilla? Yeah, but that is an upgraded name for sure.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Wow. My husband knows.
Yes,
please do. Tell him we say hi.
The whole family Madrigal.
All upgrades today. Do we want to roll the dice on
Let's
one
roll
more?
The dice. Roll it.
All right. How about the man? Chris, are you there?
Yo, yo.
Are you calling for yourself or your partner?
I am calling for my wife.
What is her first name?
Her first name is Christina.
Okay.
Christina.
And what was her maiden name?
Dionisio.
Oh, my God.
Sexy. What trash name did you give her?
Lombardi.
Boo.
Like no, hold on. I don't hate Lombardi. It's also a good Italian name.
I feel like it's been done.
But it's very, yes.
But Dionisio.
I only picture a beautiful goddess.
Me too, like chiseled from stone.
Yes.
And doesn't have to do anything to look like that. I mean, just.
If I told you Michelangelo's most famous statue was Dionysius, you'd be like, yep, that sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Dionysius Greek?
Dionysio.
Dionysio. Oh, I made it
No,
Greek.
She's Filipino.
She's Filipino.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Italian.
What a right hook. Well, that happens sometimes with Filipinos, I think.
Okay.
Right? Am I right, Kevin? That they have, some Italian-sounding names and stuff? Okay.
Well, guess what, Chris?
This is a downgrade on every avenue.
Yeah. And it was a huge disappointment for all of us.
Yeah.
Including Christina.
But thank you so much for calling. It's married name upgrade downgrade on the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
The wake up call.
What is an unconventional thing that you like about somebody that makes you attracted to them? It turns you on, but it's got to be unconventional. Not something that is very much conventional, like what we got on Facebook from people who didn't know how to follow along. What's an unconventional thing that you're attracted to? A man who works hard and loves his family. Do you know what unconventional means? Anyway, I digress. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us right now. And we're getting into this because, Katie, you saw a TikTok. Is that right? What was the TikTok about?
It was just two guys sitting in a car, and they were going back and forth about the unconventional turn-ons. So here are some unconventional things that I find to be turn-ons.
Okay.
A guy with a sleepy face when he first wakes up.
So you literally mean sleepy.
I mean sleepy. I mean you just woke up. You got sleep in your eyes. Your hair's all screwed up.
Okay. Sleep lines from the pillow.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. A really clean car, but only on the inside.
Why?
Okay, because if it's the outside and it's like always sparkling clean, it's like you're too obsessed with your car. I don't like that. But if the inside is really clean, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, and then a guy with nice hands. That doesn't mean like rugged, manly hands. It doesn't mean manicured hands. It means attractive hands.
But what does attractive hands mean? Because you
long fingers.
Okay.
just like they're pretty, but naturally pretty. Like you're not lotioning them and getting manicures. You just have pretty hands.
So you like girly hands on men?
Not girly.
That you just described girly hands. Long fingers. Mine. Okay, so I like when people ask me, are you a boobs or a butt guy? I always say I'm a face guy. That rules that out. And then I say, okay, how about a neck? I like an attractive neck.
You do.
Which is a very serial killer thing to say. I recognize that.
Yeah.
Also, another thing.
You like girls with short hair.
I'm going to put this out there, and I'm not going to elaborate on it like the TikTok video. I like it when women dress like boys.
This is 1,000% true. If there is a woman in a fitted tuxedo, men's tuxedo, he's done.
With her hair up? Get out of here. Get out of here. Text messages we have coming in. I like a bald guy with glasses.
Interesting.
I like a big nose. You kind of like a big nose.
I love a big nose. Somebody on Facebook said a big nose too. There is something about it that I just...
How about this one? I'm attracted to women who are a little gross and aren't ashamed of it. That makes a lot of sense.
I think that's kind of me.
That is kind of you. I was going
to
say that.
I don't want you to say it.
All right, I won't say that.
What makes me gross?
You'll pick food out of other people's teeth.
I'm just trying to help you.
Okay. when he smells like he's been working on a car all day. I feel like that's almost conventional. That grease monkey kind of smell, you know? Kevin, what about you?
I love a girl that doesn't eat sauce. Like, she just eats her chicken wings dry like I do.
Okay. Now, if a girl does eat sauce...
It doesn't turn me on as much.
Okay, okay.
And that's because you don't like sauce.
I hate sauce.
You do, yeah.
So if I meet a girl that doesn't like sauce...
Put a ring on it.
We can put this up on Facebook. For the people who did know how to play along, what did they write?
So many didn't. Joey said a dark sense of humor.
Oh, I love a girl with a dark sense of humor.
Ashley said, and this is unconventional, a ginger.
Yeah, it is.
A redheaded man.
Especially for men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter says...
Those poor guys.
I would just say wearing a nice robe. Kathy said a big nose. Not sure why.
Big nose.
I feel you, girl. Jackie said veins. When you can see them sort of popping out of the arms and the hands. I kind of get that.
I guess the arms and the hands, but not neck or head. That's not attractive.
No.
That person has definitely thought about doing something bad.
Or is on some sort of steroid. Rebecca said, remembering little details.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Anna said, a skinny nerd.
A skinny nerd.
Yeah. Jenny said, I love this. And I get it. A man who baby talks to dogs.
Oh, I kind of get that.
Totally.
I kind of get that.
And Shannon said, when her husband comes home smelling like sunscreen.
That's interesting. Does he come home a lot smelling like sunscreen? Honey, I'm going to go tan.
Well, no, maybe he was out golfing. Maybe he was out hiking.
I guess.
There are lots of activities that you should wear sunscreen.
This text message. I have to admit, I like a guy who dresses like a gangster.
What kind of gangster?
That's true. I want to assume it's an old-timey gangster.
Me too.
I like a guy in a pinstripe suit.
Who's always carrying around a fake Tommy gun.
Yep, refers to me as a doll.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.